It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
My pastor, good afternoon and welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Bongi. Thank you for having me. Thank you for hosting me.
Thank you for making time.
Producer herself today.
I'm in the hot seat today. Thank you so much. I appreciate you making time, as always, for another very interesting conversation. We're talking about leadership, whether it is innate or acquired. So please speak to us a little bit about this. What are your thoughts on this?
All right. Over the years, I've been studying leadership. I've been studying it and writing about it even before I studied it at post-grad level. Mm-hmm. My interest in leadership has always been to see if we can develop the full potential of leadership for the people I was working with in the organization and even other people like your family leaders and all of that. So mm-hmm. I watch it very keenly, even in the political space and everywhere else. And I do extensive research on what leadership is for people, for different people. But my particular interest has been the research that's been, and sometimes the heated debates that come around whether you are born a leader mm-hmm. or you must learn to be a leader. Can you learn to be a leader, or can you do you just have it naturally? Mm. Do you have it as something that you don't need to learn? You just wake up and you have leadership.
Yeah.
And we've seen evidence for both views. Mm-hmm. There are those that say it's innate. You know, this guy has it. He's a natural leader. He steps into the room and he leads. Mm. And there's another view that says, and you see evidence for it, this thing is something you've got to learn. You can't wake up and you have it. You can't. So those are the debates that we need to look at. So if you are ready, then we can look into that and see how we can explore that from different perspectives.
All right.
There are others who argue that it's something that you must be taught. You must learn.
Right.
And so we can look at that. We can look at the fact that there are others who say you are born with it. It's something you've got to inherently have naturally in order for it to happen. From different angles, others from management, others from theology, others from social sciences and all of that.
Right.
So we can look at those and see how we navigate those. In my view, to mm-hmm. start with, obviously from a biblical perspective, you have a view, or you have an indication that this is something that God mandated everybody to do.
Okay.
So every human being has this. Because if you read Genesis chapter 1, verse 26, you will discover that God intended from the beginning mm. to create humanity with this purpose in mind. It's the whole thing of let's create them so that they rule. The words that we use is rule or have dominion or that kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's the scriptural perspective. They were to rule the fish and the animals and even the whole earth. Mm. But if you go a little bit back, God is himself the ruler of the universe. Now, sometimes people struggle to take that, whether to take that literally or to take it figuratively. Clearly, there's a government, there's rulership.
Yeah.
There is a reign in God's terrain. Even in heaven, there's a leadership system, there's a rulership system, there's governance.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is the image that it talks about. Let's create them in our image so that they can be, as leaders, they become the rulers, such as we are doing, as we are having rulership in heaven.
Right.
So that's the biblical perspective. So in other words, if it's a mandate, then God has already pre-empowered us for that mandate.
That's very interesting.
Okay.
The way you've put that is very interesting, to have it as a mandate, even with the knowledge that he has created us with different natural skills and abilities, the fact that we still have this assignment. The first one who comes to my mind now is Moses, who in looking at himself could not see what it is that God saw in him that could make him a leader. They're not well spoken.
Incidentally, I was thinking about that, Bongi. I was saying to myself, Moses did not see it. But I want to just take you to the couple, the first couple in the book of Genesis.
Yes.
So you see that they were both given, male and female, right?
Yeah.
They were both given this mandate to lead, to rule. Now, some things went wrong.
Mm-hmm.
Things didn't go out right.
Yeah.
And it then became, from what you see, a matter that is given now to the male species. But I want to show you that even though it is given, it has not been removed. The capacity has not been removed for the female.
Got it.
That is why you will see, even when males are not around, right? Let's say a female decides, okay, because there's a male in my house, I'm going to give it to them, right? Because of cultural considerations and because of the strong theologies that come up. But the minute an opportunity comes for somebody else to lead, that's not the one that is either thought to be the designated one, the male one. The natural instinct comes in. Bishop Tutu talks about the fact that in life does not allow for a vacuum. So I want to say that the spaces of leadership do not allow for a vacuum. A leader would spontaneously come into a space, or somebody will come into a space where there is no leader. They don't need to be going to school for that. They don't need to learn it. They don't need to be taught. They just come in. So if let's take an example of a widower. A widower will come in and lead the family immediately the husband is gone. They don't need to have any schooling. If the forward personalities, I'm calling them forward, I'm not thinking of any a better expression now.
Right.
If the ones that are spontaneous, like if you have a classroom setting and you say, guys, let's meet for a group discussion, and somebody will spontaneously lead, that's their forward personalities. If they stopped for a minute, for a little longer, the other personalities that are not as forward will step in.
Okay. I see that.
So leadership is innate in us, but some are more easy to demonstrate it. Others have it very clear or sorted out, or have it harnessed or developed in their lives, that they immediately step into the gap and lead. But others take a little longer. They're like Mercedes-Benz engines. I don't know the new ones now. They diesel. They take a while to warm up to leadership. So, for example, I've forgotten the author. He wrote a book called Good to Great.
Okay.
He says they are level five leaders. He calls them level five. Level five are not the bragging type. They're not the ready-to-lead type, but they are the quiet, introverted type that would at a given time, or when they are settled, would show stronger leadership, even better than the extroverted type.
Right.
So our challenge, Bongi, is not whether this is in us. It is the different people we are, the different things that have shaped and formed our understanding of leadership. You will find them, the level five, shying away from leadership. They think it belongs to the other personalities, to the other leaders, or the other people that I called earlier forward personalities, or the extroverted personalities. But generally, all of us have it. It's a pre-given mandate from God.
Wow, that's powerful. But would you say that there are certain situations that would call for a specific type of leader? So you've described the level five and, you know, the more introverted types versus the more extroverted out there, you know, more, one might say, forceful kinds of leaders. Would you say that those personalities would work in different types of situations? So while I am a leader, given that mandate by God, in certain situations, my style of leadership might not work.
Not that it might not work totally.
Okay.
But what may happen is the extroverted personalities may overshadow you.
Okay.
And there are people who, when they are extroverts, retreat to themselves completely. But if they didn't have that environment, an environmental call it a threat, they would draw themselves out. And like I say, they may take a while to do it because they are not the ready type, the ever ready kind of personalities. But they would lead in a solid way, like it's Collins. I've forgotten his name now. What's his name? The Good to Great book. The author from UK. He says that they take their time to find their feet. They take their time to find themselves. But once they do, they lead even better than the others. So I'm thinking in my mind, Bongi, that it is not just a question of whether you are good for this situation or for the other.
Okay.
It is a question of how you take advantage of the opportunity you have. Obviously, the extroverted type will jump into it immediately. And sometimes we discover that they may not be able to handle certain situations.
Yeah.
But the introverted may handle those situations that are a bit difficult. So it's a question of what opportunities, how one grabs the opportunities. So you look at, when you interview people, you look at this guy and you say, but this guy is shy.
Yeah.
Will he lead? Will he not be intimidated by these extroverts that we have in this situation?
Yeah.
Will he handle their pressure? Will he handle their heat and the environment that they will create? But you look and you say, but this guy has achieved so much afterwards. And you say, he's not the guy that was shy. My impression of him was initially shy. I'll give you an example.
Okay.
Cyril Ramaphosa in South Africa.
Yes.
Is probably going to show us, I don't know, more leadership now, or he's going to do more in terms of his leadership. He has taken time. He has dealt with what appeared to be his shyness and uncertainty. They called him sometimes not firm and all of that.
Yeah.
But your mngana mnangabwa,
yes,
robustly comes into the scene.
Yeah,
he's fully in charge. Fully in charge immediately, and things he makes things happen. Your Trump, for example, mm-hmm. seems mm-hmm. in charge fully. So look at, for example, again an example of a female. What is her name now in the U.S.? The VP, the vice president.
Yes, Kamala Harris.
Yeah, Kamala Harris surprised many people in her interviews and how she's now coming forth very strongly mm-hmm. as a leader. She has built her confidence. She has built her profile. She has built her expertise and experience. She's now forthright. She's even a threat to someone who threatened many presidents, Trump yeah. himself, Donald yeah. Trump.
Yeah.
So I'm saying this is what seems to be happening. This is a female mm-hmm. that's coming very forthright into leadership space and taking charge of the situation. Everybody's like, what's happening to Kamala? What's happening to Harris?
Yeah.
That's the kind of thing that we are talking about when we are talking about leadership. It's something that everybody has, mm-hmm. everybody's mandated to have,
yeah.
but sometimes many people may take a while to demonstrate it. Others may take a while to show it. Your Nelson Mandela had the charisma, for example.
Yeah.
Your Thabo Mbeki didn't have the charisma, but he did. He performed more than even Nelson Mandela in terms of economic progress. Mandela would charm you and make you feel at home, but Thabo Mbeki would give you the fruit, the results that you want. So this is what we are talking about. That's what I'm using these political leaders
yes.
to illustrate the point we are making, that it is innate. So sometimes your other person must go and get education to harness it,
right.
but it's there.
Right.
Somebody else must get experience to harness it. Somebody must push themselves to get it. But it's all in there, in all of us.
Wow, I like that. I was actually going to ask you about that. That is, do we say, since we are all innately given this mandate to be leaders, does that mean that as I am, I can take over whatever an industry or any situation? What do you say about training, for example, or experience, going to school, education, things like that, and what role yeah. they play in terms of leadership being innate versus learned?
Yeah, it's a state of readiness, really, whether that state of readiness will be achieved. So you look again at scripture. For some, it is ignited by the Spirit. So the Spirit would give you a spiritual gift, or would give you a capacity through the Spirit. Mm-hmm. But it's innately building on what is already there. It's like I usually talk about spiritual gifts. I usually say spiritual gifts don't happen in the air. Mm. So your first thing, when you talk about a spiritual gift, you are talking about a person who either has the ability to speak already, the natural ability to speak.
Mm-hmm.
And so that is turned into the ability to preach, the ability to teach.
Right.
On the basis of the natural ability.
Mm-hmm.
And so leadership in the same way is built on already existing framework, if you please,
okay.
that is then developed either through experience, through the empowerment of the Spirit making Moses, like you were using that example, to mm-hmm. say, Moses, you've got it in you. You've got it. You're currently shy. You are feeling uncomfortable because you are sensing your guilt and all of that.
Yeah.
So there are several inhibitions that make Moses feel this particular way. But Moses, you've got it in you. And then Moses steps in. Once Moses is ignited,
mm-hmm.
Moses comes alive and does wonders.
Yeah.
For that 40 years of his life, he's like, the best we have.
Mm.
We still quote Moses. We still think of Moses as yeah. the best leader. but only because Moses stepped into it. He came to himself, so
yes,
to speak,
yes.
And took charge of his inhibitions that were there, and overcame them. And education helped him. His education, obviously, in the king's palace as a royal child, helped him to become that. And all of those contribute. Your experience, your support system that helps you to become the best.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the things that sometimes others are advantaged in and others are disadvantaged in. But it's all there.
Beautiful. Beautiful. My pastor, we need to park it right there. Thank you so much for your time this afternoon. That's a very, very interesting subject. Is leadership learned or innate? Very, very interesting. And I think that's a very encouraging lesson, in fact, for especially those who are so used to being in the background, who've never had the opportunity to actually step into what God has enabled them to do. So thank you for that conversation. God bless you.
Thank you, Bongi. And blessings to you and your listeners.
Amen. Amen. Family, that was Pastor Mvunelo speaking to us about leadership. And we will be continuing that conversation next week, same time, same place. So make sure you join us for that. We will be right back after this.
It's time for your afternoon praise on Maranatha Drive on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.